Good morning, beloveds. It's Psalm 95 and it's verses 10 and 11.
For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, "They are a people who go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Therefore I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest."
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your leading, for your guidance this day and for this scripture, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that we can go into your rest, Father God, because you, God, that has called us for that very purpose, to cease from our own works and enter into your rest, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We can just see, that we need to go back to in the beginning, you had the 6 days of creation. And then after the 6 day, you had the seventh day, and the Bible says that's where God rested. And what was the rest? How can we understand that rest? That's where he had made this world beautiful with all the animals, the light and the darkness, the mountains, the sea and the land. Everything was beautiful. And then the top purpose, the mighty purpose, the cream of the crop, you can say, was man, when he brought in man in his image and his likeness that he so desired. So the whole world was formed so man could have a beautiful place to dwell, and colors variety of animals and birds. So beautiful. Then man comes into the picture, and then straight after that God rested, because now God is enjoying his creation, his children, man, and in the midst of a beautiful creation. So perfection is there, and this is God's rest. So when we come out of us trying to find our perfection, trying to make a way for us, and we understand that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit has moved to bring us back into that place that they've got for us, that place prepared for us, place of intimacy and a place of enjoying creation and a place of finding our purpose, our predestined destiny. It's so beautiful to see that that was God's heart even before creation, because the Bible says he predestined us in Christ before the foundations of the earth. So God's heart can now be met in us. But as it says here in the scripture, our heart has got to be committed to this purpose. It's got to be committed to this relationship. It's got to be committed to the walk, the path, the plans that God has got for us. So yes, in Hebrews it says so nicely, we cease from our own work, because it's now like a child has been born. And when a child is born, he wakes up to the goodness of what has been made available because of his family. So it's his family that has prepared everything, and then a child just grows up in that family's name and experiences the family. So that's what the rest is. We've come home to God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and their purpose, their love, their plan. And now we just stay in that, developing on schedule, morning by morning, in waking us up to see beauty. We're sitting here now, we're looking at one, two, three,
Seven.
seven hippo. It's so beautiful. And then we go into the day. Walking conscious of God, so it's never that we are not a part of it. We are all with this family now we've come home to is eternal. This is an eternal reality, getting to know the Father and the Son. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.